How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello, welcome to Like-Minded Friends with Susie Ruffle and Tom Allen. It's just me here at the moment. First of all, apologies that the voice quality is probably not that great. I'm recording this on my phone because I am currently in my living room wrapping presents. It's quite early in the morning. I'm doing this before my daughter gets up. I can't get to my microphone because it's in the cupboard in her room. So you've got this. Apologies. I'm just doing a little intro to this episode because we've got a very special treat for you today. We've got a portion of the live show that we did last week at the Bloomsbury Theatre, which was so much fun. Thank you so much if you came. It was, oh, I just had such a brilliant time. And if you came, I really hope that you did too. It was the first time that I really felt festive and it was lovely. And we wanted to share it with our listeners across the globe who couldn't be there, in the hope that this gives you a little bit of Christmas joy as well. We're going to release the second half of the live show, next week on New Year's Day. Yes, it'll be New Year's Day. That's right. It goes out on a Wednesday. Come on, Suze. So that's it, really. Just a little note from me to say that I hope you enjoy it. I hope that you have a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. If you've had a tough year, if this one's been a difficult one for you, or if you're someone that finds every Christmas hard, I hope that it is a peaceful time and I hope that it's gone in a flash and you can look forward to something nice in the new year. But all the very best from me and Tom. Here's some of live like-minded friends at Christmas. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, hi.
Thank you. What a kind welcome.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
you're late. You're late.
Don't worry.
Oh, God,
barely
you're late.
Don't
oh,
worry.
No.
Don't worry.
Oh,
no problem.
God, no one can see. Don't
no
worry.
One noticed.
It's fine.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming to Like-Minded Friends Live. We're
yes.
very excited to welcome everyone.
We're honoured.
Honoured. Oh, beyond measure. To see you here at the thingy.
And in this beautiful thing.
Beautiful theatre. And we have got a wonderful, wonderful show lined up for you. Yes, open a can, why not? And
don't let us stop you.
Don't let us stop. We've got a lot of fun and games to come. And we're just delighted that you have made time in your busy Christmas schedules to join us tonight.
We so really are. Now, let's find out, first of all, give me a cheer if you listen to the podcast. Okay, give me a cheer if you don't. Okay, why the fuck are you here? In the nicest possible way, this is going to be a collection of in-jokes that you're not going to get for the whole evening. It's going to be very weird for you.
Very weird. It's weird when there's no audience. Imagine what it's going to be like tonight. Actually, this does defy our assumption that we don't have any listeners. People are actually listening.
Yeah, people are listening to this.
Because I often treat the podcast as sort of a...
therapy session.
Yeah, or at best a phone call.
Yeah.
And I'll frequently talk to you about, like, my medical problems.
Yes.
And then people will come up to me in the supermarket and go, well, how did that thing go?
How are your balls?
Yes. Orchestra stalls, if you will. Many of you, of course, are sat in the...
orchestra stalls.
Orchestra stalls this evening, which is Cockney rhyming slang. Anyway, don't worry.
You'll pick it up as you go along, don't worry.
You'll pick it up. And so, sorry, Suze, you were going to say about the podcast itself.
No, I don't know.
No, you
please?
No, I don't mind.
You start.
We very much are the home of the unformatted podcast.
Yeah. I feel like we were the first people that did it.
We were one of the first podcasters, and as we frequently say, we absolutely missed that wave.
Yes. Some podcasts are doing the Royal Albert Hall, not us, because we refuse
thank you.
to put any work in.
We love this little Swedish sauna we've hired here.
Everyone take their clothes off in the second half, don't worry. You'll be okay with that, yeah, sure.
because we often have trouble describing what the podcast actually is. Hello up there in those little slips up there.
Oh, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
You were looking behind you then, sir. It's just you.
You've got like a royal box there, haven't you?
Yes, nice.
Wonderful. And you as well. Now, the podcast, we struggle to describe it. I mean, we've got several options.
Anxiety.
Edwardian.
Interiors.
Antique furniture.
Gardening.
I would say also...
sadness.
Sadness. Gay culture.
Gulture.
A gulture. Vulture. And also dead dad. So there's always something to
there's
talk
something
about.
There's something for everyone.
Always something. We don't shy away from any subject. No topic is too off the...
Limits
for us.
We need to get better at talking when there's people here.
Have you listened to the podcast?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't listen to that shit.
Susie,
no,
please.
Hard
please.
Enough to do the podcast.
We also owe a huge thanks to Romesh and Tom's podcast.
Who lent us a tree.
Who lent us the Christmas tree tonight. What are they called? The Owl and the Pussycat?
The Wolf and Owl.
I don't know. They have a podcast. They did a live show. They bought a tree. We said, we'll have that. And
here we are.
Lo and behold, Christmas has come upon us, quite literally. So
shall we sit?
Shall we? We've got chairs, and I will undo this because otherwise it's too tight. And I want to.
That's okay. I think that's normal for a double-breasted.
Thank you. Thank you. And
this is the show.
This is.
In case you're like, what the fuck is this? It's this.
As we often say, it's the vestige of the lonely, our podcast.
People, are you lonely?
People
ish.
Who are
yeah,
lonely.
You love it.
You'll get on board. Have you ever been on a dog walk?
Yeah.
People who are too afraid of their own thoughts whilst on dog walks.
Oh, that's me.
And you haven't even got a dog?
No. I've got one of those leads that are stiff that children have. I just walk around Brighton with that.
Brighton, Clank. Now, Susie, I want to have a moment for these wonderful...
That's rude.
That is...
That's very rude.
I can't believe there's so much homophobia already in the room.
Yeah, this is shocking. This is shocking.
As I always think to myself, if there wasn't homophobia in the room before I got there, there will be when I've left. But Susie, tell us about your lovely moccasins.
Oh, thank you for asking. They are furry moccasins.
Furry moccasins?
Yes.
Are they... Because you dazzled us with them just before we were coming on stage.
I did. I changed from my trainers into my moccasins.
I wasn't told.
I didn't know I had to tell you.
No, but we were all absolutely elated about
them. Taken by them. It doesn't look like my feet need a shave.
Just on the base as
yes,
well.
Yes, but I get... I'm 3/4 hobbit, but I don't like to talk about it.
Are they comfortable?
Yeah, really comfy.
Can you wear them outside? Are they too delicate?
I wouldn't wear them, only on quite a sunny day. I wouldn't wear them outside today.
No, absolutely not.
They go in a little bag. They go inside my bag.
They go in a bag in a bag?
Yes, in a bag in a bag.
And then you have them ready for when you arrive at, for example, a podcast.
Exactly that.
Oh, Suze, they're wonderful. Have you had them for a long time?
A year, maybe. Any more questions?
No more questions on that front.
I got them on eBay.
eBay?
Yeah. Have you heard about it?
Well, I've heard about it.
Have you ever bought anything on eBay?
No, I don't like...
the internet.
Yeah. I don't like the bidding thing. I find that very overwhelming.
Well, you just got to sort of get in there with the price.
So you bid, or did you just buy now?
I bought now. I couldn't deal with the stress.
Oh, she's doing all right. Buy now. Done.
Worry later.
Worry later. Pop it on Klarna.
What is Klarna? Who is she?
Don't. It's a slimming injection people get, and
right.
You could. Yeah, Sharon Osbourne did it.
Oh, and that's why she looks.
Yeah, that's how. That's how she did it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what Klarna. Anybody here fans of Klarna? No.
Everyone's rich.
So cash rich. Great, that's our audience, ABC Ones.
What's an ABC One?
Look around. These guys who dress as Wicked to sit in the front row,
yes.
Pink and green.
Have you two come together? And were you thinking Wicked when you got dressed? No. Oh, wait a minute, we need to unpack this. Are you a couple? Yes.
Yeah, they're a couple, yeah.
You could tell?
I can just tell.
How do you know?
It's a skill I've got, and I can just sense when people are both wearing the same clothes.
But did you leave the house together? And then did you go, oh, no. You didn't realise? Have you seen Wicked? Yeah, of course, I mean...
Read the room,
the
sirs, come on!
But you didn't think this is slightly alphabet. You didn't. No. You haven't thought about it until this moment. I think you look nice.
You look nice.
You do look nice.
You look nice. Don't think you don't look nice. We don't want anybody to leave here with the same sense of self-loathing we carry around every day.
It's the last thing we want.
Oh. Hey, it's lovely, lovely. With Klarna. And now, we just mentioned feeling overwhelmed. Now, Suze, we've been talking a lot about the feeling of overwhelm.
Yes, I have. Oh, but I feel quite overwhelmed about Christmas.
Oh, Suze.
Don't you?
Yes.
Because it's just a lot, isn't it?
Oh, it is a lot.
You're cooking.
Sorry?
You're cooking on Christmas Day.
I'm cooking. I don't like to make a fuss.
Yeah, you're very sort of understated as a man.
We've bought a new table.
Because you didn't like the square one?
I didn't like an oblong. It really upset the for me, it didn't work. Conversationally, you're here, there's people down there. You don't, it's too, you know, we're not in Oliver, are we?
What, you think oblong tables are like Oliver? Oh, my trousers aren't done up.
Oh, Susie, what are you, Vito from Strictly?
Yeah, I am. Thank you for bringing it up.
Are you cooking on Christmas Day?
I am indeed.
What are you going to do? Tell the listeners.
We are going to do... Mum's going to cook a chicken and a piece of beef and bring them with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. So, where... she's bringing it with?
Yes.
In the car?
Yes.
How?
She's going to cook it on the engine. On the way. You pop up that bonnet, you let it roast to fuck, and it's lovely.
Because it's not on her lap. I'm just worried about two joints of meat on her lap, going around corners, her clinging on to a top side of beef.
Well, I don't. I haven't actually asked the plans.
Maybe they could put a seatbelt on or something.
Something like that, probably. And the dog's in the car as well, so I'm not sure how that's going to work. But it'd be fine, I'm sure. And then we're doing lamb, which isn't very Christmas. But Alice likes lamb.
Why not? Well, go through the whole farmyard.
Why not? So as a vegan, I think I want a Christmas that I'm never going to have.
Oh, this sounds like the beginning of a sad film.
Yeah. Roll the tape. No. No, just because I think that the Christmas that I always want is sort of like a Hallmark family Christmas.
Oh.
And then my family turn up. And it's just not that Hallmarky.
Well, does anybody feel they have a Hallmark Christmas? No.
They've gone quiet.
They've gone quiet.
Wicked, do you have a Hallmark Christmas? What are you having on Christmas Day? Whatever his mum cooks. What's your mum cooking? It'll be turkey.
Probably turkey, yeah.
And where's your mum's?
That sounds a bit like a playground cuss.
Where's your mum's?
Where's your mum?
She lives in Maidenhead.
Maidenhead? Where?
Give us the postcode, we'll be there.
Maidenhead's very posh. Very posh Maidenhead. And also Theresa May's constituency, I seem to remember. Not anymore. No, of course, she's not serving anymore. Did you ever see her, maybe, in the aisles of the supermarket?
Did you? Running through a field of wheat.
That must have been near you. She was in the butchers.
I thought you said the bookies. She was at the bookies, yeah. Fucking betting on something.
No denying it. Maidenhead. That's all I know about Maidenhead. And now your mum. Is your mum Theresa May? No, that's too playground. Your mum's Theresa May.
What playground did you go to? They were not saying that in Bromley.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't know any prime ministers there. So...
Yes.
So we've got the dogs in the car, we've got the turkey, we've got the beef, we've got the lamb.
We're doing the lamb, mum's doing chicken, dad won't have turkey, it's far too dry.
It's far too dry.
Yes.
And beef.
That mum will bring beef, yeah.
Mum will bring beef.
Yeah.
Mum will bring chicken.
Yeah, and then we'll do everything else.
You'll do everything. Everything else.
Everything else.
Now, my next
everything. Everything.
Everything.
Everything else.
Okay, everything?
Everything.
Red cabbage.
Yes.
Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
Parsnips?
Yes.
Carrots?
Yeah. Potatoes?
Yeah, of course, potatoes. Yeah. Will you be doing Yorkshire pudding?
Yes.
Well, you're justified because you have beef.
Did someone just gasp at Yorkshire puddings?
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Someone, it's a big contentious thing.
What, that you don't have it on Christmas Day?
Well, some people say you shouldn't. We do. You obviously do.
Do people not have Yorkshire puddings on Christmas Day?
No? Some people, yeah.
Someone feels quite vocal about that. Who was that? The lady behind.
Classic ABC One answer.
Yes. You don't... What's your name? Emily. What do you do, Emily? You own a training and development company now. What the fuck's that? You don't know? No, but if you want to be trained or developed, come to Emily. Come to Emily. Training is in, like, let's get fit. Sure.
Sounds a bit sinister when you put it like that.
That sounds... You sounded less confident as the sentence went on. But let's be leaders. Please, can we be leaders? Good for you, but you won't have a Yorkie on Christmas Day?
I like
Yorkie. Sure.
Against the grain.
What do you think about that, Suze?
Well, I'm quite surprised. Emily, where are you from?
Maidenhead as well.
London. Broadly London. Broadly London. Are you okay, Emily? You seem to be hyperventilating. Are you all right? Come on, think about leading. Come on. We lead by example. This is it. People listen. It's people. Mad.
Imagine you're on a dog walk. What, your alternative, what are you doing? Picking up shit? Anyway, Christmas. And so Yorkshire pudding, yeah, we will probably have Yorkshire puddings, we've been discussing. Yeah.
Yeah. When will you do presents?
When?
Yeah.
Good question, because
my
mum is trying to. Is somebody opening some Panadol?
It's worrying that you know that sound so well.
I heard a blister pack being opened, and I thought, I'm home. And mum is trying to restrict the spend on the presents around the table. So, but it's very difficult.
Why is she being tight, Irene?
Well, because she thinks it all gets too over the top, which is fine. But she should have probably said that before everyone's bought their presents.
Yes.
So I think if anything, it's a get out for
her presents.
But I imagine we will probably do it after lunch amongst the table. We'll do immediate family before lunch, in the morning.
Sure.
And then everybody else.
Immediate
after
family
lunch.
Being your mum and your boyfriend.
That's correct. Yes, yeah. That's great. Immediate family.
Immediate.
Immediate family and the people who are staying in the house. I think that's how it will work. When will you do your prezzies?
We'll do some in the morning because, of course, I have a child.
So you can't.
Father Christmas.
Yes.
We'll have to do the stocking first thing.
Of course.
And then we'll sort of try and spread them out throughout the day so she doesn't become a spoiled brat. Because that's my great fear.
Well, that's a noble aspiration. That's very good. What is it not a little tricksy if the little one goes, are there any other presents?
And you say, yes, they're under the tree and you will have them. In due course.
So she knows they're not in a cupboard. No. They're just there, but they're not allowed to be touched. Oh, okay. That's very, very
okay?
impressive. Yeah, totally fine. A few more blister packs being opened now.
God, I need a Valium to get through this tonight.
Well, Suze, that's interesting. Okay,
do you not think?
No, I think it's one. I absolutely salute what you're... Thank you. Say, what's happened? Has somebody vomited? Are you okay?
Oh, God, they're already so drunk.
What's the matter? Are you okay? Are you all right?
You okay, the lady in the headband? You all right?
You've got an Alice band?
You're okay? You're all right.
Are you...
If you need any leadership, just lean down to Emily. She's just two rows ahead if you want any advice.
And may I say that Alice band you've got is very Wolf Hall.
Yes, it is.
You've been told that. You could be Catherine Howard. You've been told that before, haven't you? You can have that. I was going to say Anne Boleyn, but
that's
two
the thing
root
with this podcast. The references
one.
Are just up to the minute.
Oh yeah.
Hey, you look like Catherine Howard.
Oh, come on. This crowd loves a BBC Four drama. Probably read the Hilary Mantel book beforehand as well. Anyway, so how many people sitting down?
Six.
Six. Around your oblong?
I've got a rectangle, but yes.
Okay. And
because you've bought a new table, Clang.
Yeah, I've got the new table. It's round.
It's a round table.
It's a round table, like King Arthur had.
And everyone will be dressed.
Everyone will be dressed as a knight, yes. And
such strange rules at
such,
Tom's
I know, traditions. And that's what Christmas is about, clanging in with their chainmail on. And literally clanging. And then we've got nine and a baby sitting down. But I've got a turkey ordered, but I'm panicking and I'm thinking of asking Auntie Christine and her husband Bob. Bob is not my uncle, but anyway. Auntie Christine and Bob to bring a ham.
Very nice. Why not?
Why not?
Everyone should get involved.
But I think they're walking round, and I'm not sure how they'll get it to us.
Drag it. On a skateboard.
Dragging a ham on a skateboard, a festive
Nothing
sight.
Nothing says Christmas like that.
Or on one of those lime scooters.
Yes.
That's been very... Is it a lime bike?
Lime bike.
That's been very contentious recently. People have been leaving them in the middle of the pavement. Have you heard? People are leaving their lime bikes in the middle of the pavement.
Oh, no.
It's an outrage. People have been talking about it a lot on local news. Anyway.
Are you on a WhatsApp group for your area?
No.
No, is there one?
Well, I'm a member of the Chislehurst Society.
Oh, yes, of course you are.
What does
the society do?
Well, it gives me a 10% discount in Bloxham's florist. Exclusions do apply. And also, as I think I've mentioned several times now on the podcast, they did bring out the book of the local area, and I was annoyed that my house was not featured in said book. But then, as my mum reminded me, it's because you told the bloke taking the photograph
to fuck
piss off.
Off.
Yeah. So I still bought the book, though, didn't I? What a prick I am. Anyway,
you've only got yourself to blame.
Only got myself there. We've got the ham. We've got the turkey. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep it simple. We've been growing Brussels sprouts in the garden.
Clang,
but not clang because they all look a little bit too. Small. And then we have some cabbages as well, I was going to do as well.
From the garden?
From the garden.
Do they live underneath?
No, they kind of live on a stalk, actually, because they're a bit late.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Late cabbages. Yes.
They're dead.
They soon will be late cabbages. The late cabbage. And then...
You're welcome.
And then, like that.
So well, don't good. Be sorry. Don't you dare don't apologize for laughing.
Apologize.
This is what we live for. People aren't laughing, we're crying. It'd be funny if it wasn't true.
Then, I was going to keep it simple, but Mum was like, no, people want to have carrots and parsnips.
Yeah,
so now we're having that as well.
Yeah, they do want carrots and parsnips.
I think it's too much.
With maple syrup.
Oh, don't start all that up again. Maple syrup or honey?
Either. Oh.
Please, I don't even know
Hey, sugar,
you.
I'm working. Stop trying to get my attention. See?
What other vegetables would you do? Sweet corn?
No!
Runner beans?
What the fuck do you think I am?
That's
sweet
what
corn
I'm saying.
On a roast dinner? Oh, get fucked.
People will, Suze.
Oh, but not me. They might do it at Toby Carvery. They don't do it at my house.
The thing about a Toby Carvery, I always
My friend Gabs is in, who loves Toby Carvery. You're right, Gabs? Loves Toby Carvery.
Well, a lot of people do, Sue.
No, but it's her favourite place in the world.
I think my problem with it is...
Tom's got a problem.
The
carpet.
Wasn't
Someone
actually
else.
That, but I'll add it to the list.
But I think you're right, whoever shouted carpet.
Yeah. Was that
Can
Anne Boleyn
you
shouting
come
that?
To this? It wasn't Anne Boleyn.
It wasn't Anne Boleyn.
Carpet. Shane Seymour, I think.
The thing, no, I have a problem with the gravy in the casserole dishes. why don't they wipe round that on that induction hob a bit more? Because people can't ladle straight.
Oh, you're one to talk.
And then it just ends up there sort of congealing in the on the heat, and I just think things could be so much better.
You know, I love the idea of you going up to a manager of a Toby Carvery.
Excuse me, has someone got a J-cloth?
Would it kill you?
Will it? I think there's gravy there that could be wiped up. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about
and
a Toby Carvery. I've had lovely times there.
Good.
The people who work there are always so nice.
Friendly.
I mean, yeah, very friendly.
Good.
Very friendly. And yes, I paid for an extra plate.
What, a double plate?
A bigger plate, I mean.
Do you?
With a Yorkshire pudding on it.
Yeah.
You pay extra for that, don't you?
Do you pay extra for a Yorkie?
Isn't that Gabs? How it works? You pay
how
extra
does it
for an extra
Gabriel?
Or an extra slice of meat. Extra.
Extra large, but that just means you can fit more on.
An extra one.
Regardless of the size of the plate.
They're more likely, you get preferential treatment. If you want to guarantee that Yorkshire
yeah.
pudding.
A round of applause for Gabs, thanks.
Would you have dessert when you were there?
Oh, not if I've had an extra large plate.
I simply wouldn't
have the room.
Even though you're out?
What do you think? You always have a put if you're out?
Well, you've come all that way.
You don't know how close my local Toby is.
What? You don't know where it is?
Well, no, you don't know how close it is. I don't know how far
I've
come.
Oh, it might be local.
Hmm.
Not in Brighton.
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
No. I imagine you'd have to park in a sort of one of those car parks that's lit by a floodlight. That really isn't a car park. It's more a place of bins.
Or murder.
Or what?
Murder.
Or murder as well.
Yes.
I would say, and the door of the back of the kitchen occasionally flapping open to reveal a warm glow inside.
And a teenager cooking your dinner. Oh, it's just got darker.
Oh.
Oh, that's because, no, it's fine. That happened for you as well, right?
Susie, we've been sat here for 3 hours. Where did you go?
Can you smell toast?
So, are you feeling ready about Christmas, or are you still? I mean, what?
I'm ready.
Whenever you're ready. What would feel less? What would help with the overwhelm?
Oh, I don't know. Booze, probably.
Mm.
So I think probably I'll just start drinking from quite early on.
What booze will you go for?
Oh, I'll go for now. What is it when you mix a sparkling wine with pineapple juice?
A headache.
I'll have two of those.
That'll need you. That'll demand an anodyne.
That's what we have. Is it a mimosa?
You still got Bucks Fizz?
Yeah, like that, but with
pineapple
juice.
Like a tropical Bucks
like
Fizz.
Like a Bucks Fizz, but if you were, you know, someone more tropical. If you're feeling very tropical, go for an Umbungo.
Yes. Why not? Or a Five Alive. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to love Five Alive.
Oh, the life you've led.
It was always sweeter at the top. When you first opened, it was always sweeter, and then as it got...
Well, it's probably the bottom, isn't it? You put your straw into the bottom.
Oh, no, we had a family size pack. One went in the door of the fridge.
Oh, God.
To have with breakfast.
Oh, God.
Occasionally in a stemmed wine glass.
Oh, you would have asked for that. I bet your brother wouldn't.
No, yeah, that's true. And the stemmed wine glass would have been gotten from...
Got?
Would have been got begotten from a...
Begotten?
Begotten from an Esso garage.
Oh.
With an allowance of what were called tiger tokens. And you still see those glasses, and they're a very distinct glass that had a sort of a mesh design around the base of the actual glass, and then sort of spikes of starlight going up through them. It's sort of not quite a cup glass.
But you got
glass.
These from a
petrol station that was to encourage loyalty, and you could get wine glasses of all different shapes and sizes. You could get a highball, a lowball, champagne
a ball
flute,
ball?
A ball ball, all kinds, yeah. Oh. They were quite the rage, yeah, yeah. Five Alive, yeah, I miss it.
Should we talk about the thing we were going to talk about?
You lead on this. You tell the people.
Well, I will tell the people. So the other day, I was on a train with my friend Laura and Claire. Laura and Claire, two friends. And we were going from Brighton back to London. They had to stay over because of the storm and there were no trains going back.
Well, it's like a murder mystery.
Yes. Dim the lights.
Not again.
And my friend Laura was telling me that there is an actress who has played Judi Dench's understudy for her whole career.
Wow.
And we were talking about that, and imagine being someone's understudy. And then I thought what might be a fun thing tonight would be if, in the audience, Tom and I found our understudies. So they could come up here and perform an episode of Like-Minded Friends. Just so people can see that it's even easier than it looks.
We considered this would be quite meta, quite, you know...
Theatrical.
Theatrical. If anybody did A-level drama, they might be familiar with this sort of thing. Maybe you studied the work of Sarah Kane at one point.
Sorry. So people that sort of were doing stuff at the Royal Court in the early 2000s?
Oh, if you did anything theatery in the early 2000s, you'd be aware of this level of exquisite theatre. And so I'm laughing.
So first of all, we need to find a you.
We need to find a me. Now,
so could all the bald men stand up?
There's one. Don't be shy. There's one with me in glasses. Oh, don't be shy.
Oh, you can see the people that didn't turn up.
Oh, no, I don't know if I like
you,
that lighting, actually.
Because it did sell out quite quickly, but then clearly some people thought,
there's
nah, fuck
one.
That.
He looks a lot like me there.
Oh, yes.
There's
That's
one.
That's good, yes.
There's a good one. There's any further back? Oh, there's a lot further back, I think.
Oh, yes, I can see a man there.
I see the guards are coming now to see
the guards. Sees him.
Who? But is there any...
Is there anyone that's maybe a little bit camp? Oh, come on, Tom, that's the brand.
Need not apply is what should be said there.
A real macho man.
A macho man, please, only. Now, are there any bald... completely bald men or anybody actually who'd like to have a go at being me. I mean, my eye is drawn to you because you do look a lot like me over there, although I wouldn't wear that jumper, but the thing is would you consider coming up?
Would you come up on stage?
Could you
come up on stage. Should we interview him briefly first?
Come up on stage.
Oh, well done, Tom, we need another microphone.
Have we got a microphone?
We've got another microphone.
We've got a microphone. Hello, sir, what's your name?
James.
James, nice to see you. James. Yes, nice to see you. Who are you here with tonight?
Paul.
Who's Paul? Yeah. No, I'll do it between.
Jesus, we've picked the wrong one here.
Regretting this already. I thought he was a quiet one. Come over. James, what do you do for a living?
I work in HR.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, what sort of HR?
Good HR. I'm not Tears and Tampax.
You're not Tears and Tampax? What's that? Well, Emily, what's that?
Next week for me.
James.
And spreadsheets.
Yeah, that's you. No. And the. So, James, your spreadsheets in HR.
Yeah,
for a big company?
For lawyers.
Ooh, that's exciting. One we might know?
Probably not.
No, yeah. That's a good thing.
Do any big crimes?
Crimes?
Sorry?
Do they do any big crimes?
Not what I've heard of, no.
No. What do you do? Sort of corporate law, contracts?
They do the whole remit.
The whole remit, yeah.
Criminology.
They do criminal crime,
proper stuff.
Proper stuff. Contracts.
Yeah.
Conveyancing.
Yes.
Yeah,
that.
great.
Really
interesting. And it's a big company, but it's not one we'd have heard of.
No, it's about 1,000 people.
1,000 people work there, and you don't think we'd have heard of it.
You heard of Pennington's?
No.
There you go.
Okay, so I would have said that. So, where have you travelled from this evening?
Well, from London, because I work.
You work? You just...
Okay. Yeah. You asked the question.
I did ask the question, and Lord knows you look after the spreadsheets. So, whereabouts...
You wish you'd chosen somebody else now.
No, James, this is exactly how I wanted it to go.
He's having fun, honestly. It's just how he looks all the time.
It's going to be great fun. James, what whereabouts in London do you live?
You don't live in London. You live in Essex.
Yeah, right.
I went to see you in Southend.
You went to see me in Southend. You say that like I would recognise you from the audience.
Well, you should do. We wave. Well,
you did wave.
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, I'll try and remember that when I scan through one of the three nights I was at the Cliffs Pavilion. Okay.
Clang.
Clang. It might have been two, actually, but we got stuck on the bridge. It took ages.
Oh, oh, sorry to hear that.
Awful. Anyway. How long have you and Paul been together?
10 years.
10 years, oh, that's nice. And you live in Southend?
No.
Leon C?
No.
Where?
Brentwood.
Brentwood in Essex? Like...
Towie, yeah.
No, I wasn't going to say that, actually. Isn't that where they used to make Ford? No, Dagenham. That's Dagenham.
Not quite the same.
Not quite the same. With that film, with the thingy. Anyway.
Please sit down.
No, we need to find a me, Tom.
We need to find a Susie.
We need to find a me. So we're looking for someone that would wear these shoes.
Tank top. We're thinking tank top. We're thinking those shoes. Mules.
Mules, thank you.
A moccasin.
Sure.
We're thinking...
Short hair.
I didn't like to say it. Short hair.
The people. There's a lady here with short hair, a person here. There's. No, you're doing that. That's. It's not going to put me off.
A lot of your lookalikes are sort of panicking, I can see. There's a great sense of, oh no, I don't like to be.
What part of the fun?
I don't know.
Would anyone like to play me? Who's saying yes? Someone said
shrinking violets, I'm sensing here in the orchestra stalls.
Somebody oh, yes, you're good.
Heavily volunteered, yes.
Oh, no, you've been volunteered by your friends. Hello. How are you? Good. Oh, bless you. It seems like your friends have pointed at you. What's your name? Maria. What do you do, Maria? You're a lawyer?
Oh, my God!
What kind of law?
All sorts.
Corporate M&A.
M&A, what's M&A? That?
Who do you work for?
This isn't... An opportunity for you to coach lawyers,
James.
Hell.
A few little spreadsheets. 1,001 lawyers are you going to have tomorrow? Sorry, Maria. Maria reminds me of a West Side Story. would you work for Pennington's? Is that what it's called?
Pennyweathers.
Penny.
Periwinkles.
Penny Lane. Penny.
And where are you from, Maria? Austria.
Austria. That's very useful.
How do we think about me having an Austrian accent?
I've often assumed it, actually.
Would you come up on stage, Maria? Would you be up for that?
Oh,
yes!
Maria's
give us a round of applause.
Do it from Austria.
The stairs are over here.
Oh, my goodness. Suze, we've done well,
we've
haven't we?
We've done very well. Yes, now.
My goodness.
Let me get another mic.
Oh, Suze, sorry. Are you doing,
no,
sorry,
it's okay. Don't worry. I'll do all the legwork.
Okay, thank you. Maria, welcome. There's only steps on this side. Please be. Don't try and... Don't... you're not... in some Austrian ski resort now. You don't have to hoik yourself up onto the stage. We've got steps. Do be careful. We're not insured. And Maria, welcome. Lovely to see you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh,
give it up for Maria,
suit.
Everybody.
A great suit.
That is
suit.
A lovely outfit.
Hello. Please take the microphone.
Lovely to see you. Are you... Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
This is big. This is very
this
good.
This is unreal.
Love this.
This is like a dream I once had. Do you remember when someone did a cartoon of us? We're early on in the podcast and we were like, oh yeah, will you do a cartoon of us? And we'll use it as our front cover. And it wasn't like us at all.
Well, it was a caricature. It was very offensive.
It was quite offensive. I wish we'd had you guys. We could have just used you. In fact, we could use you maybe going forward. People wouldn't know. Maybe.
No one would know.
If the money's right.
Oh.
That won't be happening then. Okay. So... No.
Right, we've got scripts.
Oh, we've got scripts. Maria, where are you from in Austria?
Vienna.
Vienna. Ooh,
now,
la, la.
I don't know how your sight reading is, but here's your script.
Here's your script.
There you are.
And we can help you as we go.
Don't worry, we'll help you as we go.
Oh, thank you. Don't read it yet. Don't we just read it. Don't try too hard. I know what you're like, James.
Takes me a while.
Takes you a while. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not here to hear about your private life.
But good for you.
So this is as AI has captured our talking. Not AI. It's AI's like listen to us and transcribe.
Yeah, it's like a transcript
it.
App.
It's a transcript of it.
Isn't some isn't, people are leaving? Fair
some
enough.
Some people. Okay. The doors are locked. Good luck. It's electrified.
Should we do this?
Oh, well, yes, I was just going to say Maria's from Austria, in Vienna in Austria.
Sorry.
A wonderful, wonderful place. I've been to near there.
What a lovely story.
Well, a lovely story. I knew you'd enjoy it. We went to Salzburg this year. Have you been to Salzburg?
Yes.
We went on the Sound of Music bike tour. You'd love that.
Why would I love it?
Well, you're gay. So, lovely time.
Lovely time. Lovely time. Right. So, if you'd, we don't need to do all of it. I've realised that I've printed
in
off
Austria,
quite a lot.
Sorry, oh, I just
on.
Thought I'd say this before
no,
I forget.
No, go on, Tom. Tell a story.
Fun fact: Sound of Music. They don't like it. Am I right?
They don't know it.
They don't know it. Wow.
I know. Huge
Edelweiss news. People sing. People in Austria go, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, yeah. We all think you come to Salzburg to visit Mozart.
Yes.
No.
And no one...
No.
And people don't...
To see the other Maria, that's what it is.
Oh my goodness, you're called Maria?
Yeah.
It's a Christmas miracle.
She's got no idea what I'm talking about. But let's go with it.
Were you Captain Von Clapp over there? Very pantomime up here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
Oh, no, it
right,
isn't.
We'll do... So you're going to read this as though you're us.
Yes.
Do you listen to the podcast a lot, Maria?
Yes.
Do you listen to the podcast a lot?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Good.
Thank you. Well, whenever you're ready.
We can advise you if you get it wrong, but don't go overboard. Just read it as quick as you can.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. The cat's in here. Let me get rid of her. No, no, you don't understand podcast etiquette. Hello, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Very strong start.
Yeah, very good.
Very strong.
Hello, good morning. I'm in my PJs still.
Not just PJs, but a very becoming dressing gown, Susie.
Well, thank you for saying that. Do you know this was a gift from Josh Widdicombe? I mean... I think his wife chose it.
It's...
A nice gift?
Yes.
It is a good gift. A very nice...
Looks very cosy, yeah.
Dressing robe.
Yes.
Yeah, very cosy. I'm just moving my pillow.
Tom, that's a jazzy cushion.
Mum bought it.
Yeah, I got that. You didn't need to tell me that.
Thank you. It's quite nice.
Is that a bedding set, is that?
Yeah, it's a bedding set.
Yeah, my mum loves that sort of love bedding sets as well.
Oh, really?
It's double-sided. It's double-sided.
Right. Double-sided.
Think before you print.
Tom, you've had quite a big week.
Well, I've had a bit of a cold, actually. The last couple of days before, I think, I overdid it.
Because you've been going so hard at life.
Well, you know me. Go hard or go...
Home or go home.
Go home or just go home. I would. It's actually quite true, isn't it?
It's quite haunting, isn't it, as dialogue?
Yeah, I think we sound more deranged than I think we do.
It's quite... It's kind of Harold Pinter.
Is it raining where you are today?
See, beautiful that.
Great
beautiful.
Stuff. This is beautiful like, it's like theatre, isn't it? It's theatre.
You wouldn't get that on, you know...
Off menu.
Or parenting.
Whatever.
You know, thingy.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's snowing. But I don't know if it is or not.
See, really interesting stuff. It's good
See?
Stuff.
Good stuff.
It's
this
great.
Is the democratization of broadcast.
It is pouring here.
Oh, very good use of pouring. Really felt that. That was lovely.
It was good, Maria. Really good.
It's pouring here. Felt that. Loved it.
Yeah, very wintry.
Can you hear
you could,
it?
You could do better. Sorry, do carry on.
Okay, can you hear it? Because I've got a flat roof. Can you hear it?
Well, be careful with it.
No, oh, tell me about it. Every time it rains, when it's like really heavy, Mama ring me and go, I know you hate it when I say this.
That's
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So, yeah, that's quite offensive, really. Luckily, Anne Ruffles never listened to an episode, and she won't, so that's fine.
She's too busy carrying the meat.
But go and check that flat roof of yours.
Nah, you've got to make sure nothing's coming in.
She's petrified of rain coming in.
Well?
Which I think is fair, because it has done before. Mm.
Didn't you have the roof... Oh, God, this is dull.
How
it's
dare
boring,
you?
It's boring, isn't it? For a lawyer to laugh at how dull some of our chat is.
The fucking cheek of it.
Yeah. Put this on the timer, why don't you?
Didn't you have the roof done before you moved in?
Oh, Tom, we've had to fucking have...
No, and again, don't worry, it was good. The energy was good, the lines were wrong. You carry on.
We've had to have fucking everything done in this house. We basically bought a shell, gosh.
Gosh. Really, Suze?
And we've had to move the snail out of it.
That was sort of a reference to the shell and the shell.
It's
sort of funny in the moment. 25,000 downloads per episode. Ridiculous, isn't it? Can you believe it?
Don't tell advertisers that, Susie. I think it's a bit higher than that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Squarespace.
It's still going. Keep going, please.
Have you had a busy week, Suze? You had a nice time?
Well, Tom, I have. I've been gigging lots. Oh, I did the Palladium on Monday. I mean, I've done it before.
It's quite...
clangy, isn't it?
Ooh, I'll say, Suze.
It's quite jazzy.
Mmm, very up your street.
Mm. Now, someone told me that Bruce Forsyth's ashes are under the stage.
Yes, they are.
Oh, you told me that.
Yes, I think they'd be in an urn, wouldn't they? They wouldn't be. I don't...
think they'd be.
Loose. I don't think they'd be loose on the floor.
Do you think the urn is in that sort of shape that he used to do? You know, like...
No, you might not know this.
No, you might
this.
Not
That's
know
okay.
about this, the Brucey arms.
That's okay. It's Ooh, sort that of like would, that. That would... Yeah, you're welcome. This is culture.
This is very
That would
eyebrow.
Be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
One hand to the forehead, you know, a fist to the forehead sort of thing.
Mm. Oh, maybe, yeah.
Sorry, I don't do that.
You do tonight.
Oh. Oh. Oh, maybe, yeah.
You sort of do.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe
I sound
they
like
are.
One of those, what are they called, those styrofoam things?
No,
what
Ooh,
yes. Those.
A little bit.
Like a Lurpak advert.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe they are. Nice to see you too.
See you nice. Nice to see you. To see you nice.
Yes, very good. Very good.
Maria.
Really good.
It was like he was back in the room.
Do you think, are we... Should we going? Are we going on?
I mean, most people would say get out on an applause, but
why don't we?
If
just
you've
run
listened
this
to the podcast,
the
you know, Maria, we like to go up the mountain and we like to come back down the other side.
Sound of Music again.
Keep going until Peter comes in to take us out.
Yes.
What an entertainer! What a tap dancer! He was a tapper.
He was a tapper, first class tapper, first class.
Oh, I've lost my place.
Tapper, and he played the piano. Mm.
That's the thing. I think you and I were born in the wrong era.
You know, I just think he's so wonderful. I remember at school, a police officer came in and said, "Who do you most look up to?" And everybody was like, "Oh, a fireman, the nurse, a doctor." A lot of people said their parents. Obviously, I said, Bruce Forsyth.
Oh, I love it.
I was 9.
Did people laugh? Do you remember getting a laugh?
The police officer did, but none of the other children knew who I was talking about. That was the problem with my whole childhood.
But look at you now.
That's
look
quite sad, really, isn't it? It's quite sad if we think
Christmas
about it.
Christmas has a
it's
lot of sadness
sad,
about it.
Sadness.
Look at me now.
Look at you now.
Wearing a hoodie with a pillow on my lap to support the microphone.
And they said it would never happen.
And they said it would never happen.
Doing a podcast with a woman and her PJs.
Yeah, it's a lovely striped dressing gown.
There you go, it's going away.
Mm, lovely toweling.
That's the end.
That's the end. Yes, I think yes. That's good.
Maria.
Can we have a
James.
Huge round of applause?
Wonderful work, wonderful.
For you can just pop it there. For James there. And Maria, thank you. Yeah, just chuck them. We're that way off. Thank that way off, much. We've got no insurance, James. Please.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you so much.
Give them a massive round of applause. That was so good.
Yes, great sports. Thank you.
Oh, look, a standing ovation. Don't say that it's to let him in. It's a standing ovation. Thank you. Right, let's all have a drink to get through this.
Let's have a drink, everybody. We're going to have a little break now.
And then we're going
to
do...
If you've got any questions for us or anything you'd like to say to us... intimately, then please do write it down.
And then we've got in the second half Q&A,
and then maybe a little surprise. I won't give anything away.
But yeah, we'll see you in 15.
See you
Have
in 15,
drink.
Everyone.
Okay, bye. Okay.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.